kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me, when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJM. Local news, timeless hits. Let's check the news right now, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJM, Muskegon, Kenosha.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sean Diddy Combs is scheduled to be sentenced this morning, and he's already asked the judge for mercy. The rap mogul sent a letter to the court claiming he's been humbled by the case and promises he'll never commit a crime again. Correspondent Jared Hill is in New York.
In July, a jury found Combs guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, linked to two ex-girlfriends, Cassandra Ventura and another woman who testified as Jane. Combs was acquitted on the major charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, avoiding the possibility of life in prison.
Prosecutors are asking for at least 11 years. Breaking news from the UK.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. It now appears that one of the two people killed and one of the three wounded in yesterday's synagogue attack were shot by police in what Scotland Yard is calling a tragic accident. It's believed the two were standing just behind the synagogue door when police opened fire on the attacker, who was himself only armed with a knife. The family of Syrian-born Jihad al-Shami has just issued a statement expressing horror at his deed and grief for the families affected.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his wife, who's Jewish, visited the attack site today. President Trump is raising the stakes for the government shutdown, threatening mass firings as soon as today. CBS's Tina Krause.
Today, the U.S. Senate is set to hold another round of votes, now 3 days into a shutdown stalemate. Republicans insist the only way forward is to pass the House's short-term spending bill. But Democrats won't drop their demands that the bill include federal health care subsidies and protections for Medicaid.
The shutdown means there will be no monthly jobs report released this morning. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
Economists and investors have to look elsewhere for jobs data since the Bureau of Labor Statistics isn't releasing the official government report. They're looking at this week's numbers from the payroll processor ADP, which said the private sector lost 32,000 jobs in September, and Revelio Labs, which estimates the U.S. added 60,000 jobs last month. Some economists are also factoring the number of job openings posted on Indeed.
Taylor Swift dropped a giant love letter to her fiancé, Travis Kelce, this morning.
I just want you. Have a couple kids, got the whole block looking like you. Wait.
The reviews for her 17th album, Life of a Showgirl, are mostly positive. Variety calls it subtle but completely engaging pop. USA Today says Swift's defiant in love and better than ever. Dow futures up 115. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The state senator repping Racine says it's time to finally close Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons. State Senator Van Wongard, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says with Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake now in full compliance with the federal order, Governor Tony Evers should prepare to shut them down next year. Wongard says they should be converted into medium security prisons. Evers agrees that compliance is a big step forward, but says more work is needed before all youth can be moved safely. New youth facilities are set to open in Milwaukee County next year and in Dane County in 2028. For now, state officials aren't committing to a specific closing date. It's a border battle we've never seen before. A historic playoff showdown is on deck for the Brewers and Cubs. For the first time ever, the teams will meet in a postseason series, starting with Game 1 of the Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08 tomorrow. First pitch of Game 2 is at 8:08 Monday night. The teams will play up to five games, with the Brewers holding home field advantage after finishing with baseball's best record. Game 3 and a possible Game 4 are set for Wrigley, and if it goes the distance, Game 5 will be back in Milwaukee October 11th. During that away game, there will be a watch party held at the Harley-Davidson campus in Milwaukee. And watch out for ghouls, goblins, and people dressed up like the Addams family tonight in Racine. The downtown area is getting into the holiday spirit with a First Friday event focused on the spooky season. From 4 to 9, First Friday will feature free pumpkins, kids' face paintings, and live pumpkin carving. Dozens of shops, restaurants, and bars are offering deals with live music at popular spots across downtown. Families are encouraged to dress in costume and enjoy the fall fun. A statement says parking is available in the city ramps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game 1, the best of 5 National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere, I know that.
Freddy Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, current temp 62.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always, but if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and run the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just gotta hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you, because we wrote that on the trash box.
You know what it's time for. This is our final morning multi-state text to win contest and our go for the green and gold. And of course, I want to thank our sponsors for the contest: Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. I want to thank our sponsors for the contest. Are you ready? All right, here's how it works. This is the final morning for it. Now, we're going to play throughout the day, but this is the final morning for it. What I need you to do, I need you to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so already, go to wherever you get your apps or go to WRJN.com, download the app. You'll see a list of radio stations that Civic Media owns. Look for WRJN, click on WRJN, and in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see the word text. And I want you to text this word to me right now. Love. What a great word to end on. Love, L-O-V-E, love, Text that word and you'll be in the running for today's prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And win or lose, you're in the running for the grand prize. You get to see the green and gold. Yes, you'll see the Green Bay take on Minnesota in Green Bay. You'll be sitting in club level seats away from the elements and the rabble. You'll be sitting with your own rabble in the Green Bay. And also we'll get you a gas card, so we'll pay for your gas too. How do you like that? That's the grand prize. So download the app, look for WRJN, text us the keyword love. Do it right now so you don't forget and be in the running for the prizes. This is the last morning to do it, but you have another chance with Dan Marcus at 9, 11, and 1. And then Cindy Huber's filling in for Kurt. She'll give you a chance at 3 and 5, and then you have another chance at 7 o'clock tonight, and that's it. So get in on it right now before you forget. Get in, because if you don't win the daily prize, you can still win the grand prize, the tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota. Should be a lot of fun. But before we do any of that, we're talking to Fred Casti. Fred is with the Kiwanis Club of West Racine. And the Kiwanis Peanut Day is running tomorrow. Peanuts. You know, some comedian Fred said, peanuts have a bad rep because whenever somebody doesn't make any money, I'm making peanuts. When they say, it's cheap, you can buy it for peanuts. It's such a bad rep for peanuts. I'm making peanuts on this job. Okay. But this is to raise money. You're not selling them. You're giving them away, and it's a donation. Let's talk about it.
So that is how it works. We've been doing this, from what I can tell, all the way back to 1942 is when we started doing Peanut Day. So currently, we partner with Racine County 4-H, and we do this in two parts. So tomorrow will be part one. We will be handing out bags of Planters peanuts from about 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. We go a little bit later at some of our western locations. So this is to raise money for, among other things, for youth scholarships that Kiwanis does every year and other youth organizations. And at least half of it goes to Racine County 4-H as well. And we get involved with them. We do a awards program with them every fall. So anyway, it will be tomorrow at 5 locations throughout the county, 3 Piggly Wigglies, including Spring Street, Erie Street, Union Grove Piggly Wiggly. And then in Burlington, we will be at Burlington Ace Hardware and Tractor Supply Company.
And that runs...
So what we do
Go ahead.
We hand out the bags of peanuts. We give them out, and if people want to donate money, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But we've been very successful with that over the years. Like I began to mention, we've been doing this, from what I can tell, since 1942. And the original one we did in 42 was to, among other things, help to establish the Kiwanis Youth Symphony, who are still going to this day. So originally it was to raise money to help establish the Kiwanis Youth Symphony. And then a few years later, we started, helping support 4-H as well. So we've been doing it for a long time. So that is part of phase one. Phase two is that we also sell boxes of peanuts, and each box contains 48 individual packages. They're priced at $20, and we sell them to local businesses that they can either use for their own good or they can donate to OSOTA, which stands for the Operation Support Our Troops America. And we've been doing this for years, too. What they do is they ship peanuts to our troops overseas, mainly in the Middle East now. So that is part of phase two, and that is going on. We did a mailing a week or two ago, so a lot of the local companies have received their letters already. But if you know somebody in Kiwanis, we can also make arrangements to get you a case as well.
Now, it's funny. I was watching ABC World News last night, and they did a story about a peanut vendor. She's been doing it for over 40 years, wherever the ballpark is for the Philadelphia Phillies in Major League Baseball. She's been selling. She's lugs this thing up and down. Now, she's got to be in her 70s. She's lugging this giant box on her back, screaming, peanuts, peanuts. And people buy from her just because they grew up with her as the peanut vendor at the Phillies ballpark. And
that, oh, yeah.
She said when she started, peanuts were 40 cents a bag. Now they're $6.50 a bag. But she's been selling the same thing for over 40 years at the same ballpark.
Yep, yep, that's a great tradition. And I think originally the peanuts and the peanut sale were, you know, the in-shell in the bags like that. And according to some of the notes from Kiwanis, the first year they handed out, oh, it was probably 1,100, 1,200 bags of peanuts. By year two, it was already up to 2,000 bags. So quite a lot of them, you know, back in those days.
Hey, give a listen to this. I think this... Okay, I was about to say, this is, I think, our peanut bit here. Give a look. This is just funny.
So I'm at the U.S. Open. We bought a pretzel, and it was for, like, for $5.25. They really mark up the prices at the sporting events. Like, they were selling peanuts for $6 a bag, which peanuts is, like, the universal symbol for, like, nothing. You know, like, they're paying me peanuts around here. You know, the price of peanuts went up, but...
I just thought that was funny. They're paying me peanuts. I love peanuts, but they got a bad rep for some reason. I don't know why.
Right.
Up until COVID,
we were able to get, you know, our own. We had our own supplier, and we had the packets of peanuts said Kiwanis right on the packet. And, of course, that company went under during COVID, and now we buy the Planters peanuts either through Sam's or Costco or Amazon, one of the three suppliers that we source them from now.
Well, can't go wrong with Planters. They're the biggest, one of the best. Can't go wrong with that.
They are, yep.
And, okay, so good success with this tomorrow. Let me do a quick review here for people. The Kiwanis Club West Racine invites you to the Kiwanis Peanut Day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Proceeds will benefit local youth organizations, including the Racine County 4-H Clubs, the Kiwanins, and the 4-H Club members. They'll hand out delicious bags of peanuts and accept donations at the Spring Street Piggly Wiggly, the Erie Street Piggly Wiggly, the Union Grove Piggly Wiggly, Burlington Ace Hardware, Tractor Supply in Burlington. And you can actually buy boxes of peanuts if you want to do your own sales and so forth. And this has been terrific. Now, I got to ask you a couple of questions here real quickly. What's Kiwanis? Where did that name come from? What is a Kiwanis?
From what we can tell, it's kind of a hybrid of an old Indian name, but it is, you know, we help. And it's our motto is always that we help children of the world. So focus of Kiwanis over the years has been doing community work to help support children. We used to put together baby books for the old St. Luke's Hospital when I first joined in 2000.
Yeah.
Everything from that, we're very active in doing scholarships for graduating seniors. We, right now, I think our club, you know, donates to over 40 different local organizations, but clearly, you know, the emphasis has been on youth projects. We do things for other folks as well, though. We serve dinner at Halo once a month. We do dinner for not only the kids and their moms and dads, but all of the residents of Halo. So it's an example of one of the many things we do on an ongoing basis.
Well, good for you, and congratulations on getting this done. I know projects are a big thing to put together. And, Fred, if there's anything else we can help you with, you call me first. Okay, Fred Casti from the Kiwanis of West Racine. Thank you, Fred. I do appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. You're going to have beautiful weather for it tomorrow, too. So no one's standing.
We are. I don't think it's ever been that warm. Last year was really good weather. This year is going to top it. So
yeah, no one's going
to
be standing.
I love you tomorrow.
No one's standing in the rain or snow tomorrow.
Nope.
Hey, Fred, thanks a lot, my friend.
Take care, Dad.
Bye-bye now. Fred Casti from the Kiwanis of West Racine. All right, time for Pete with the Beat now. It's 7:19.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford, and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And do not forget, it's our final morning for the multi-state text to win contest. Go for the green and gold. Download the Civic Media app right now, wherever you get your apps, or WRJN.com. Look through the list of stations. Click on WRJN. You will see a text button. Text the keyword love, L-O-V-E, love. Text it right now. You'll be in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry. And win or lose that prize, you'll be in the running to see Green Bay take on Minnesota up in Green Bay in mid-November. We'll give you a gas card to get you there, okay? So do it right now. It's our last morning, and you have till 8 o'clock to do it. So go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest here at WRJN, where the morning show is brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And we'll be giving away tickets next week here in the morning show at WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And don't forget, the keyword this hour is love. Oh, man, what a great way to end the contest in the morning with the keyword love, L-O-V-E. Oh, Carol, here's Neil Sedaka, 725, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Oh, Carol, I am but a fool. Darling, I love you, though you treat me cruel.
It. He's singing about Carole King in that song. That was just the word. I'm not moving any rumors around. This is what I heard. Here's a weird lawsuit for you. A woman once sued Walt Disney World after one of the water slides gave her such a bad wedgie, she had to be hospitalized and needed surgery. If that case is ever on YouTube, I want to watch it. I want to see how that played out in the courtroom. It's 727 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today. Highs near 85. That's July weather. Right now it's sunny, 62 degrees here at Radio Park with Jay and the Americans.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you. Than a wild, softer than a song.
Magic Moment, Jay and the Americans. Local news, timeless hits at WRJ. And don't forget, this is the last day for a multi-state text to win contest. Go for the green and gold. Go download the Civic Media app. Look at the list of radio stations there. And by the way, the app is free to download. And it's always good to have it on your phone or on your computer anyway. Download the Civic Media app and look for the list of radio stations. Click on WRJN, click on the text button, and text the keyword LOVE, L-O-V-E. And you'll be in the running for some great prizes this hour, and also in the running for those tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota. So do it now. It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news, see what's going on this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Crime victims in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state could be impacted by new rules out of Washington. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is pushing back against a new federal rule he says could hurt crime victims. Attorney General Josh Call joined 20 other attorneys general in suing the U.S. Department of Justice over changes to what are called VOCA funds. They pay for services like family court help and protective orders. The new rule would force providers to check a victim's immigration status before offering legal aid. Call says that could scare survivors and witnesses away from coming forward. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to block the restrictions before they take effect at the end of the month. It's time to make a move on closing Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons. That's the statement from State Senator Van Wongard. Yesterday, Governor Evers announced that Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are now in full compliance with a federal court order. The GOP state senator from Racine says Evers should convert them into medium security prisons. New youth facilities are set to open in Milwaukee County next year and in Dane County in 2028. It's a border battle we've never seen before. A historic playoff showdown is on deck for the Brewers and Cubs. For the first time ever, the teams will meet in a postseason series, starting with Game 1 of the Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08 tomorrow. First pitch of Game 2 is at 8:08 Monday night. The teams will play up to 5 games, with the Brewers holding home field advantage after finishing with baseball's best record. Game 3 and a possible Game 4 are set for Wrigley, and if it goes the distance, Game 5 will be back in Milwaukee October 11th. During that away game, there will be a watch party held at the Harley-Davidson campus in Milwaukee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Welcome in on a Friday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Today, we're bringing a story straight from the show ring at World Dairy Expo. Meet Cammy Dorn, one half of Cadence Farms in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Together with her husband, they milk about 65 registered Guernsey cows in a tie stall barn, while also working 500 acres of row crops. This year, their dedication paid off in a truly unforgettable way. Their cow, Cadence Farms Lovely, was named Grand Champion and Senior Champion of the International Guernsey Show.
I mean, this means everything. These are the goals, right? I mean, you put in the effort of working with them regularly. The cow that won Grand was bred by my in-laws, Dennis and Mary Kay. I mean, it's a dream come true to see your cow shine out there. When my family sold out in 2017, I took some of their cows and joined his family farm. So we have like 3 prefixes under one family farm. And to see his cow win Grand, his side of the family, and then my side of the family cow won Reserve Grand, to see both of our families tie in together and win the show was just, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Cammie Dorn of Cadence Farms in New Glarus. Find more World Dairy Expo coverage at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
A case of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1, has been confirmed in a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County. The virus does not pose a risk to the food supply. There have been no detections in Wisconsin's dairy herd. In other news, October is Cooperative Month. Here at World Dairy Expo, we're talking with a few of Wisconsin's 700-plus cooperatives, such as Organic Valley, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, and Farm First, to name a few. From the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, current temp 62.
When my son gave me his Christmas list, I was like, yeah, man, he ain't real. I'm sorry. This is a ridiculous list. What is wrong with you? We can go halvesies. My second kid came out with the worst list. This was his list. He's like, look, Dad, I need a smartphone, some Air Jordans, and an iPad. I'm like, whoa. Santa don't do iPads. Santa does Legos and action figures. To which he responded, well, I feel like I had a pretty good year, so I'm gonna keep it on my list. And then we just uncomfortably stared at each other. And finally, I was like, well, I'm Santa Claus. I didn't want to tell you. I was hoping that your friends would tell you, and then I would avoid it. But you had backed me into a financial corner with your $3,000 Christmas list. Now redo your list and keep it under $150.
In the middle of this hour's keyword. This is for a multi-state text to win contest. Go for the green and gold. This is the final hour for me anyway. It continues throughout the day, but the final hour for me. Download the Civic Media app. When you do so, look for the Civic Media radio stations on that list. You'll find WRJN. Click on WRJN in the bottom corner. There is a text button, and text the keyword love, L-O-V-E. Do it now, L-O-V-E, love, because this is the last chance of the morning. You'll have to do it and get in your entries, because If you win today's daily prize, it's $200 cash and gold jewelry. If you don't win, you're still in the running for the grand prize. Tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay, sitting in indoor club-level seats. How do you like that? And you get a gas card, too, so you're in the running for that as well. So, again, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, text the keyword LOVE, L-O-V-E, LOVE. This will be the final hour you have a chance to do it. And you'll have a chance later on today in the 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and 7 o'clock hours. But this is the final morning one. I feel bad. It was a two-week contest all coming to an end. All right, so text the keyword LOVE. Do it right now. All right. Speaking about right now, let's talk movies. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters is here. Good talking to you, Brett. Is he there? Hello?
Yeah, Don. Oh, okay. Don, I'm here. Excited to be on.
Okay. A big album came out today at midnight last night. Taylor Swift released her Party with a Showgirl album. This could be one of the biggest albums ever. She knows how to promote an album because not only has she got the word out she's releasing at midnight last night, she's got a movie about the release party and everything. Why don't you talk about that?
That's right. Well, we just found out about this 2 weeks ago, went on sale 2 weeks ago. It is Taylor Swift, the official release party of a Showgirl, and it's on the big screen, and it's only on the big screen. Today, Friday, October 3rd, through this Sunday, October 5th, that is it. Taylor Swift is in this one. It presents the behind-the-scenes look at the making of a record, The Life of a Showgirl. It includes a music video, and who knows what else will be in this, but it will be the number one movie at the box office this weekend, and I can guarantee you that all the Swifties are going to have a great time in the movie theater this weekend.
You know, I was in, I think what movie we were seeing, my wife remembered last night. Oh, I know, it was the Golda Meir movie we were watching in one of your theaters. And her Eras Tour movie was playing in the other theater. And there was so much screaming from the people in the theater singing along, screaming with it. We heard it through the walls. The audience really got into it. I said, what's going on next door to us? And, yeah, people really get into Taylor Swift. But it's only playing for, 3 days, right? That's it?
It's only playing for 3 days. And here's the interesting thing. If you're going to this one, come early because there are no trailers on this movie. So it's very interesting. No trailers on the movie. It starts right into it. And unlike a movie where everyone is asked to be very, very quiet, this is a party. This is a celebration. People are encouraged to stand, to sing, to dance, to be respectful, but to do everything they'd like to do like it was a concert experience. So no trailers. Come on time. Be ready to party. Be ready to experience this album and just have a fun celebration with the fans around you.
The Smashing Machine. This one stars Dwayne Johnson. He doesn't like to be called The Rock, by the way. He's Dwayne Johnson. You can't forget where your roots are. He was The Rock. But anyway, he's in The Smashing Machine. It's not about him. It's about, why don't you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, well, this one's got a great rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's rated R. It's a Smashing Machine. Dwayne Johnson stars with Emily Blunt. And this is the story of mixed martial artist and UFC champion Mark Kerr, played by Dwayne Johnson. It's being hailed as one of the best performances of Dwayne Johnson's career, at least in terms of critical acclaim, because it is a drama. Take a look at Dwayne. He's actually sometimes hard to recognize because they've got him in makeup to make him look more like Mark Kerr, who he's playing. And take a look. Like I said, it's a biopic. It's a biodrama about a UFC champion, and Dwayne Johnson is amazing in it.
I can't believe they're disguising him so much we can't recognize him, but that's okay. Avatar is back in theaters. This is the 3D version of The Way of the Water.
That's right. Avatar, The Way of Water, 3D. This was rated PG. This is a spectacular movie that is back in the big screen. It's being released so that everyone can experience The Way of Water 3D before Avatar Fire and Ash comes out this holiday season in December. And let me tell you, if you didn't see this movie in 3D, you really should go see this. And I know some people have mixed reviews on 3D, but it really is phenomenal when you see great 3D and digital 3D on a big screen. And I'll tell you, Avatar is the way to go. If you want to go see a good 3D movie, if you haven't seen a 3D movie in a while, this is the one to do it with, because James Cameron films his movies thinking about how to use 3D and how to bring the whole experience and whole story to life through that visual medium of 3D. So Avatar, The Way of Water, back on screens, and back on screens for only 1 week this week.
All right. It's October. It means you got to have some horror movies out there, right? Bone Lake. Let's talk about that one.
Well, this one's fun. It's a rated R horror movie. It's got a 90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And I thought about this a lot because my wife and I have begun staying at a lot of Airbnbs. We've begun doing that just on local, really vacations and things like that. And in this one, a romantic couple's vacation at a secluded lakeside estate is upended when they get there and they realize that they and another couple were both booked in the same mansion for the same time frame. So they try to work it out. They try to work together, but it seems like there's a lot of mystery going on and more than meets the eye, obviously, as the story goes on, which is why it's a horror movie. So this is Bone Lake, rated R, and it's being released by Bleecker Street, and it's really a great movie.
Another horror movie, Good Boy. Doesn't sound like a horror movie, but it is.
Does not sound like one, and let me tell you, this one is very, very interesting. It's a PG-13 horror movie. It has got a 91% Rotten Tomatoes score. It's being released by IFC. And it's really interesting because it's told from the perspective of a dog. His name is Indy. And the camera is most often at his eye level. So you're seeing this immersive view of what goes on through the eyes and perspective of the dog and through that level. And you see all these mysterious events folding on around him. He moves with his owner to a new home, and there's all these supernatural forces lurking and irritating his owner and threatening his owner, and he is around to experience it all. And it's a really interesting movie to watch that way, a great premise. So if you want to see something new and unique, Good Boy is a great recommendation for this weekend.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We've got some retro movies to talk about. But before I do that, I was trying to think the other day, do you remember the movie? It actually had a sequel, too, where the entire movie was shown on someone's computer screen. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of it? I know. I couldn't remember it either. He's looking. I hear him typing.
Yeah, I'm typing to take a look at it because I remember it, too. And
it was fantastic.
Let's come back after the break because I'm going to have it.
Okay, go look it up. Yeah, it was a fantastic movie. And the whole movie was on a computer screen. And it was really exciting. Anyway, hold on. Brett Hoffman from Markets Theaters is here. We're talking movies and... You only got a few minutes left this hour to enter our Text to Win contest, our multi-state Text to Win contest. Go for the green and gold. And I want you to download the Civic Media app. When you do so, it's free. It takes a few seconds wherever you get your apps. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations. Click on WRJN. Click on the text button and text the keyword love this hour. What a great word, love. L-O-V-E. Text it to us, and you're in the running for today's prize, which is $200 cash and gold jewelry. And then you're win or lose that, you're in the running for the grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay, sitting in indoor club level seats. Plus, we'll give you a gas card too. So, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text the keyword love. You have till 8 o'clock to do it. All right.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage, warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters before the break, I asked him, what is the name of that movie that was shot entirely on a computer screen? The camera is just focused on a computer screen. That's the entire movie. And it was?
It was Missing from 2023. A girl finds out her mother was abducted in Colombia and just has to figure it out. So you see the entire movie through security cameras, through her phone, through a video screen. And you and I were talking about this, Don. We didn't think they could pull it off, but when you watch the movie, it is so well done.
And they made a sequel.
Well, it is the sequel to the movie Searching, which was...
Oh, right. Searching, so, yeah. But it is so good, but the entire movie's on camera screens. You never get that's it. And who thought that when he went to the producers, the money people, and said, hey, I got this movie idea, only on computer screens. How did they ever say yes to that? No, I always wonder how they get the money with some of these premises, but they do. All right, you got a retro release, and this movie, and it got a bad rep, but I saw it, and I really like this movie. It's based on a cartoon character from years gone by, but they really did it up with CGI, and it's called...
Casper, and it's the 30th anniversary because it was released in 1995. It's PG. You know, usually it gets a bad rap. Initially, I think the critics are harsh on this one, but let me tell you, there are fans of Casper. We bring it back nearly every year. Thousands of people go to our movie theater to watch it. Universal's releasing this for the 30th anniversary, and I think it's really neat on screen, especially when you look at the people that are in that, because it's from 1995, and there's a ghost therapist. His name is James Harvey. He's played by Bill Pullman. His daughter, Kat, was played by Christina Ricci, and they move into this dilapidated manor. It's a haunted mansion, and it ends up being filled by a friendly ghost, Casper, and his uncles that are trying to scare the family away. And the story revolves around Casper really wanting a living friend, so he connects with Kat, played by Christina Ricci. And it is a really fun, really endearing movie. And bring the family out to see it this weekend. And if you come in a Halloween costume, we'll give you a free complimentary popcorn. So dress up, give your Halloween costume a first test. Come on in and tell the concession stand to give you a free comp popcorn, and you'll be all set if you come for Casper, the 30th anniversary.
I tell you, people are really going crazy with these Halloween costumes on YouTube and watching how they build these costumes where it looks like you're carrying your head in a box. You ever see those ones where it's your living head in a box and it's being carried by somebody? I watch them build them. They're not that difficult to build. You'd think they would be, but now they're very well put together. I really enjoy those costumes. All right, we also have some top concert entertainment movies you can catch. And are these coming back to theaters?
These are not, but I figured, hey, we've got Taylor Swift right now. It's going to be the number one movie. And I dove into it because there's not that many of these types of concerts or music movies that have been on screen. And what were the tops? What else was? So It's really interesting because a lot of them are comedies. In 1982, now this movie adjusted for inflation would make a lot more. Richard Pryor, live on the Sunset Strip, made $35 million. Phenomenal. Then you have the original Kings of Comedy, another comedy movie in 2000. It made $38 million, and that had Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac, and Steve Harvey in it.
Here's the best one coming up, my favorite one of all time. Go ahead.
Again, another comedy, 1987. Eddie Murphy Raw makes $50.5 million in 1987.
I very rarely laughed out loud in the theater. Eddie Murphy made me do it.
It was phenomenal. Then we had Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. Now we're getting to music. The Best of Both Worlds 3D at the time. This is when digital 3D was brand new in 2008 on the big screen. It made $65 million. It was Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. She was a bit younger then. In second place of all time was a Justin Bieber movie. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never, with $73 million. And the reason we're going through this list is because Taylor Swift, the official release party of the Showgirl, is out this weekend only. But 2 years ago, right around this date, Taylor Swift gave us the number one box office concert movie of all time on screen, and that was Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, 2 years ago in 2023. That movie made $180 million at the box office.
I know. I told you I was watching the Gold of My Ear movie with my wife. I could hear people screaming and singing through the walls. They were loud in that theater next door. And, well, that's just they were having fun. And I said to my wife, what is playing next door? Because I never heard it through the walls before. All right, I've got some movie news here. The Kill Bill movies. They had Kill Bill 1 and 2. They're being re-released in theaters in a single movie on December 5th. Is this news to you or do you know about it?
We'll be looking at that, but obviously we'll see. I'll let people know in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you're kind of phasing in on me there. I can hardly hear you there. What'd you say now? Did you know about it?
I did know about it, and okay. I will know in the coming weeks all the details.
Okay, there's a new trailer for a Nicolas Cage biblical horror film called The Carpenter's Son. Never heard of it. I can imagine what it's like, though. It's got Nicolas Cage in it. Okay, here's some movie fun facts I found. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the iconic song from The Wizard of Oz, was almost cut from the film because they said it's too sad. It ended up winning the Oscar for Best Original Song. Can You Feel the Love Tonight was almost cut from The Lion King, but Elton John argued with the producers, and they put it back in. Now, that also won the Oscar for Best Original Song, so I figured these movie producers don't know anything. They're going to cut two of the biggest songs in the history of movies from the film. Didn't happen, though. Cooler heads prevailed. All right. We haven't seen a James Bond movie in quite a while. You remember they used to do it like every year and a half? Remember that? They used to release James Bond movies? Well, this one, they don't even have an actor to play James Bond yet. They're looking for someone who's British, but an unknown British actor. I mean, they better hurry up. People are going to forget who James Bond even is because in the last one, he died. So they got to come up with somebody new. We'll see what happens there. I think that is it for me. Let me just see. Okay, yeah, that's it. That's all the movie news I have. So let's do a quick review of the new movies out there. Why don't you go?
Well, there's a bunch being released this weekend. Taylor Swift, the official release party of a Showgirl, will be number one at the box office. It's only this weekend. So if you want to go see Taylor Swift, the official release party of a Showgirl, see it this weekend. Remember, show up early. There are no trailers. It goes right into that movie. And be prepared to sing, dance, and have fun with everyone around you during the celebration. Then we have The Smashing Machines starring Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock, but they don't bill him as that, obviously, anymore. It's being heralded as one of the best performances of his entire career, and he's playing UFC martial artist champion Mark Kerr in the movie. Avatar, The Way of Water, is being released in 3D, so just phenomenal to watch that movie in 3D on the big screen. And then you've got two horror movies, and these horror movies are getting great reviews. So if you like the horror genre, it is time to go see movies because it's October, time to go see those horror movies. We have Bone Lake. This is about a couple that rents an Airbnb, ends up being double booked with another couple, and of course, some mystery ensues. And then Good Boy. This is a horror movie from the perspective of a dog. Really fun, interesting premise. That would be another good pick for everyone. And of course, We talked about it, a family release. It's the 30th anniversary of Casper on screen, and that one would be a great pick for anyone in the family to come out to this weekend and go see it at the movies.
We're talking about slasher movies, and everybody says, yeah, I think it started with Halloween. No, it didn't. It started in 1960 with Psycho, with Alfred Hitchcock. Who could forget the shower scene? That's the first slasher movie I could ever think of, and people weren't used to it back then. This just terrified people, and there were no rating systems back then, so people, you know, after a while, word spread. People didn't take showers. They were terrified to get into the shower, that Norman Bates was going to show up dressed as his mother with a knife or something. I can't imagine. And they even refer to Psycho on the old Dick Van Dyke show, where Laura Petrie is left alone for the weekend while Rob is out fishing or doing whatever he's doing. And Millie from next door says, here, you better take this beeper just in case. And don't take a shower. She goes, why not? Didn't you see that Alfred Hitchcock movie? That's how iconic that movie was back in the day, Psycho. And you know what? I watch it from time to time. It's still excellent to watch. Norman Bates, the most... Nobody thought he would be a killer. He's such a quiet, well-mannered man. Looks normal. Until, you know, he dresses up like his mother. All right. We've got some good movies out there. Taylor Swift movie, that's going to be packed. All the Swifties are going to be out there. I know it. Hey, hold on the line. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And we do this every Friday morning at 7:35. Make it a point to be here. But right now, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sean Diddy Combs is about to be sentenced on his prostitution-related conviction. While he sent a letter to the judge asking for mercy and vowing never to commit a crime again, his accusers believe otherwise. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Former girlfriend and star witness Cassie Ventura submitted a letter this week expressing her worries that Sean Combs or his associates will come after me and my family for testifying at trial. Combs' former stylist, who also testified against him, spoke with CBS Mornings.
I hope that the sentence is enough for the victims to get some peace.
The prosecution is asking for at least 11 years for Combs, the defense 14 months. He is expected to address the court. Day three of the government shutdown and the Senate votes today on competing spending.